ouvert. Tu es invité pour donner les ordres d'un phone call ce matin pour charler avec Charlie et moi sur KVPI, la tasse de café. Hello, Charlie, comment ça va?
Et bonjour à vous.
L'affaire est tout bon?
Good. Faut savoir, Mark. On est paré et on veut charler et on veut pas vous autres et honte. Donnez les autres un call.
Oh, now somebody pressed the wrong button, Charlie. I was wondering what was going on. But somebody pressed the wrong button on our board. We got it fixed up, Charlie.
I was
wondering why we couldn't hear myself so clear. Well, I got the right button pressed now.
All right.
We're in good shape now.
Exactement.
And
bon du jour.
Qui c'est notre mot du jour ce matin?
Allons voir, Mark. Notre mot du jour est hook. H-O-O-K.
A hook. I should know that, Charlie. That's a... I should know that.
In general.
Oh, look at that. You got your coffee?
Miss Dietz is,
on the ball this morning. So how do you say hook in French?
Crochet.
Crochet.
Yeah.
Like you're crocheting something.
Yeah.
And crochet.
And crochet pour accrocher la porte.
Yes, yes.
How about a fish hook?
Fish hook. Un crochet de poisson?
Un hameçon. Hameçon.
Say it again.
Hameçon.
Hameçon.
Yeah.
That's a hook. A fish hook.
Yeah.
Hameçon.
Yeah. Now, they say a cloth hook right over here, not graph.
Never heard that one.
A crochet. To fish with a hook. Attraper du poisson. To get hooked. Ça veut dire s'accrocher, se faire prendre. Ah non, qui d'autre, Mark? How about to unhook something? Décrocher?
Décrocher, I've heard that, yes.
Uh-huh. By hook or by crook? I'll let you answer that one. I can't answer
don't
that
know.
One. I just threw that one in, Mark. Ça fait, on va dire ça comme ça ici. C'est hook is crochet. That's the word of the day.
Yes, sir. And you want to try that coffee?
Oh, yes. I was waiting to finish my word of the day. And let's see. Miss Deet is on the ball. And she does just as good, if not better, than Toonie.
So she learned from the master?
I'll tell you what, Toonie did a good job of teaching her. But maybe she knew this before.
Oh, maybe so.
Maybe Grandma Shirley might have taught her how to make that coffee.
Tu crois?
Yeah, peut-être moyen. C'est peut-être possible, Mark.
363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone. The lines are wide open. Si tu veux chanter avec... Oh, you forgot to do a sentence with the word crochet, Charlie.
Mais j'ai accroché mon fond de culotte dessus la barrière quand je t'ai fait croiser.
Say that again? That sounded pretty colorful to me. T'as accroché?
J'ai accroché mon fond de culotte tandis que je t'ai fait croiser la barrière.
Okay. So your pants got hooked?
I hooked my pants as I was crossing the fence.
Got it. 363-2124 is our phone.
Come close. Je pourrais charler pour
yes,
une
sir.
Place de business. Tu connais la place de business, c'est connu comme Lions Market. Tu connais où ça, c'est, Mark?
Oh, we were there last week, Charlie.
Ça, c'est à Mamou. Ils sont dessus Point Siena, en sortant de Mamou, du bout du S. La place, c'est là dès qu'il y a plein de la place pour vous park. Vous ne devez pas avoir peur de ne pas avoir une place pour park. Vous allez trouver des bargains par-dessus des bargains. Le monde est beaucoup, beaucoup vaillant. Le monde est beaucoup anxieux de vous servir. Et on veut vous dire quelque chose comme ça ici. Quelques de les spéciales sont Marvin a pu vous offrir. Lean and meaty. Pork, ça c'est des sirloin pork chop. Les pork chop, 99 sur la livre. Ensuite, les rôtis d'épaule, les pork picnic roast, 59 sur la livre. Oui, ouais, j'ai bien dit 59 sous la livre pour les petits jambons d'épaule à Dretester. Vous avez trouvé les cuisses et les hanches de poulet fraîches. Ça, c'est 4 piastres et 99 sous. Ça, c'est pour un bag de 10 livres. Et le type poulet, a small whole fryers, fraîche grillée, 99 sous la livre. Ensuite, vous pouvez trouver la laitue à 99 sous la tête. Écoutez ça ici, les ribeyes, les USDA Heavy Beef Ribeyes de Dime Bag pour 4 piastres et 99 sous la livre. Et ils vont le couper free pour vous autres si vous autres aurez en mieux ça dessus ça ici. Et allons parler pour d'autres choses. Écoute, ils ont des ailes de poule, de Fresh Family Pack Fryer Wings, 2,99 la livre. Ensuite, les cuisses et les hanches de poulet. Ça, c'est 1,99 la livre. Les chevrettes, les Louisiana Select, les 51,60, 1 livre pour juste 6 piastres, 99 sous. Mais écoute, la liste continue d'aller on et on et on. On vous avise d'aller puis visiter avec les Bayamon. Et va vous dire qui le va sortir comme tout quelqu'un d'autre. Ça va sortir avec un grand smile d'ici votre figure. Comme ça sera fini de shop on Lions Market à Mamou.
OK, Charlie, bien merci. T'es pas allé pour un autre call?
Oh, oui, je suis pas allé. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Charlie, Mr. Mark.
Good morning. How you doing there, Stephen?
I want to tell you a happy delayed, Mr. Mark, a happy birthday. I did tell you happy birthday on your machine, but I want to tell you happy birthday in person.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
My worker that works for me from Unlimited Services, she had a question to ask me, but I, of course I'm not old enough to answer that question. Okay, Teach's having an anniversary sale. They've been in business 65 years. Now, I couldn't answer that question. She wanted to know which grocery store has been in business the longest.
I don't know. What's your question? I don't understand what your question is.
Which grocery store has been in business the longest?
Well, in Ville Platte or where?
Yeah, in Ville Platte. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll have to let someone give us a call because I'm sure I can't answer that.
The business that's still here, the Evangeline Bank, has to be one of the oldest.
No, the supermarkets.
Oh, supermarket.
No, sir, not all the businesses. The grocery stores.
Grocery stores.
Yes, sir, grocery stores. Yeah, I know Evangeline Bank is the oldest business, but Evangeline Bank is not a grocery store, no.
Well, hold on, Tiger, because somebody's going to give us a call and give us the answer.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen. Another call.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Is this Mr. Jim Swallow?
No, it isn't. This is Charlie Manuel.
Oh, it is. I know who it is. Charlie.
All right, who is this?
An old toss fella, Sonny Chapman.
We haven't heard from this guy in a long time.
You mean to tell me Jim sounds like me that much?
Well, it just kind of have the same tone, kind of like that. Bonjour, Toss.
Oui.
Yeah, I wanted to tell the listeners, about 4 years ago I got a new truck that had satellite radio. And the only time I really would listen to KVPI was when I drive from my house to the office, you know, and get into work, you start working. And it has like about 3 really good classic rock stations. So I just I haven't hardly listened to Toss, and I hadn't put a CD in my CD player since I got the satellite radio. But what I want to say was that my observation is that this year, I don't know what the rain or what, it's optimal conditions for the magnolia trees.
Oh?
The magnolia, huh?
I don't know if y'all notice it, but I've never seen so many of those cones. And my neighbor's got one that's going to fall in my yard, which when I mow the grass is going to make big noises. But all the magnolia trees got a huge amount of those of the cones.
Mm. Uh huh.
So
I wonder why you think.
I don't know that it was a different rain or different weather. Whatever it is, it was optimal conditions. Dave, around my house on LaSalle and behind there on Jefferson. All the magnolia trees are full of their cones.
Sure can take care of a lawnmower mowing blade.
Oh, man, it makes a noise. But now, I didn't really look close on the pecan trees, but I have behind me, we have a neighbor that's got a pecan tree, and there's a bunch of old tin sheds and stuff where Mr. Alan Buller used to live, and it's like bang, bang, thing. So I think that maybe the pecan trees have made very big this year.
Well, that's the squirrels that are playing in those trees that you're hearing.
I don't think they can keep up. I know they eat the magnolia, little red buds, you know, and stuff from them. They can't keep up with that. And the pecans that are falling, they can't keep up with that.
You know, I have a pecan tree in my yard, and I've yet to eat the first pecan.
Okay, well, it's not time yet.
No, but the squirrels don't give me a chance to get one.
Okay, well, yeah, they might beat you to the punch. But hey, if you're in Ville Platte, if you're from Ville Platte and you can't handle that pollen, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I've always heard say, if you start trapping them, when you trap one, they hatch two or three more, so they multiply like crazy.
Yeah, I've heard of some people that trap them, and they make good use to what they catch.
Yeah, I was told some friends of ours from the Pine Prairie area, they'd catch them and go release them in the woods. That's what I was told, Sonny.
Yeah, but you know, as much as my daddy used to love squirrel hunting with the dog and all that, when we first started having squirrels in our backyard on Main Street, they came from the courthouse. Somebody released them at the courthouse, and that was his rule. He says, do not shoot the squirrels in our backyard. I like to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he wasn't all of the platter. As he got older, he kind of got over.
You know, talking about that, something that was interesting, my father-in-law was... he was a big, avid fan of the squirrel ball. He'd go out and he'd buy some ears of corn. He'd put it out for him, and he'd enjoy having it. And he was a big, avid squirrel hunter.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But then when it came down, we were talking about pecans, when they started attacking his pecans, boy, he'd find out he had a different language.
Yeah, well, you know, and protect what you think is yours.
But he was. I told him, I said, you're attracting him. I said, you're feeding him. I said, what else do you want? I said, they're not going to jump in the pot for you.
Right, that's right. One more thing. I was looking on Facebook today, and I tagged Mike on it. Today, 4 years ago today, I don't know if y'all talked about it yet, was the avalanche.
Yeah, I was going to get ready to talk about the big flood.
I posted on Facebook, and I tagged Mike. That day, that morning, before daybreak, my wife was taking off to go to work. She was working on Opus at the time. When she got, just before she hit Los Alamos Reach, she hit the brakes. It was a river.
Uh-huh.
I know it's not good memories for the Shady Acres people and people in Baton Rouge and Youngsville, but today's the day, 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm looking at the news stories that we posted on Facebook right now, and everything was shut down, everything.
But it was a real... Now, that's you, Mark. I thought Mike was there.
It's me. I'm taking Mike's place today.
Okay, very good. I couldn't tell the voices too much, but I picked
it.
But, yeah, I mean, it was going... You know, as long as it was flowing going, you know, west, I figured we were okay here. If it would have backed up, that's when I would have said, uh-oh, going the wrong way, not good. But it kept on. It kept going here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can remember when... the fire department had to come and assist our DJs. They had to bring them to work.
Yep.
we need public service announcements, people.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
The one in particular is we couldn't get our DJ to open up, so she was trapped. She was able to get to the hospital and the fire department, and they came pick her up, and they actually drove her to KVPI to get her on the air.
Y'all are integral. Y'all are essential people.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate people.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do that. So, well, look, y'all have a good day. Mark, I tagged you, too, on that video that my wife had filmed on my side.
Good. I'm going to look for it.
Well, Sonny, I'm glad you left Sirius alone for a few minutes.
Don't
and joined
forget
us.
About the local guys sometimes.
I know. It takes a little effort, but, you know, like I said,
you're not
good music's.
You're not going to get Latas on Sirius.
I tell you what, though, Sonny, we don't charge for you to listen to us.
I know.
I'm not going
to. It came with a free 1-year thing, and don't you know? I said, I'm not going to keep that. But I did.
Yeah, now you're hooked.
I'm hooked, man. Hooked on that good music.
That's the power of advertising.
Yeah. Well, okay, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much, Sonny. Appreciate the call.
All right, Sonny. Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bon matin, Charlie et Mark.
Et bon matin à vous, Madame Mary.
Comment ça va?
Ça va beaucoup bien.
Vous avez attrapé plusieurs écureuils?
On a pas essayé de les attraper. Tu veux que je les emmène, c'est toi?
Non.
Tu peux avoir ma part. Moi, je vais te donner ma part.
Mais that's all right. Je peux la garder.
OK.
Yeah, the reason I was calling, you know, asking about the oldest supermarket.
Yeah.
Would that be Pete's Food Store? I know it's been in business for over 50-somewhat years.
65, to be exact.
55?
65.
65.
65,
okay.
Yes,
65. That sounds better.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, Mr. Pete opened that, and then now it's run by his son and grandson.
Mais c'est voisin avec toi, ça. Yes, ma'am.
I enjoy going because they've added a whole lot of things that they didn't have before. The service is good. I have no complaints. There's a lot of people that come. I think it's a great place to shop.
Good. And we thank you for calling us this morning. We appreciate the call.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Merci, Mary.
Thank you, Miss Mary. Let's take a break, Charlie. The lines are open. Do you have memories 4 years ago of the big flood, like Sonny calls it, L'Envalas? What year was 4 years ago, Charlie? 2016, right?
16, I guess.
2016. Today, everything was, we were underwater here in the Ville Platte area. So if you have memories of that, give us a call, 363-2124.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment, 337-981-9495, or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. And I tell you one thing. I'm going to talk to you about a pro, a guy who is a professional, a guy who knows exactly what to do when you call him. And I'm talking about Robert Perron. Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service here in Ville Platte, because Robert is a master plumber. He's got the master license, number 636. He's licensed and he's insured, and he welcomes you to call him at 363-5874. 363-5874. He's able to do a little bit of plumbing repairs, change out fixtures. He gives you free estimates if you'd like. So contact Robert, and you're going to be very satisfied. He'll do the job. He'll be finished with that, and you're going to be smiling all the way, all throughout the day. Believe in the service that you will be served like you're supposed to. Talk to Robert Perron. Plumbing service, and that's 363-5874.
All right, Charlie, 363-2124. If you got memories of what happened 4 years ago today in the Ville Platte area when we had all that flooding waters, everything was shut down. Here's an interesting picture, Charlie, that we posted in our special thanks again to Miss Karen Moran Artigo. 1960, was that a good year for you, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. A big impact on the economy of Ville Platte was the opening of a brand new shopping center, Highland Park Shopping Center on Take Cove Road, Charlie. And it had Mr. Wilbert Ardwan, the manager of the Bowling Lanes, Evangeline Bowling Lane. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Reggie Swallow and Clarence Young of Brown's Discount Center. And Enos Oquan for A&P. And Vincent Thibodeau, A&P manager. Paul Richard of A&P. And this one, I don't remember, Walker's Variety Store. Was that like a 5 and 10,
yep,
Charlie?
It was.
Doyle Broomfield was the manager of Walker's Variety Store. So A&P, Walker's, Brown's, But he, this is before the furniture. It was more of like they sold all kind of things. I think Jasper
Thrift
was
City.
There. Huh?
Brown's Thrift City.
Brown's Thrift City. They sold all kind of things in there.
And then Mr. Burnell Fontenot was in there.
They had a pharmacy in there as well.
And he was a pharmacist too.
And then the bowling lanes. How many people remember Evangeline Bowling Lanes? I hear KVPI used to have a bowling team, Charlie.
If you dig somewhere in your scrapbook somewhere, you dig up some relics. You dig up some old-time pictures of our KVPI bowling team.
Do you remember going bowl over there, Charlie?
Well, I was one of the team.
You were part of the team?
I was part of the team.
Well, how well did y'all do?
Oh, we held our own.
You were pretty good?
Well, we were decent.
Who was in the team? Were they all DJs?
Well, there was me, and there was Jim, and J.L. Sylvester, and...
Okay.
I don't remember. There was... We were a whole crew.
Well, good.
We'd bowl, and we'd have a good time.
And I'd call Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, they gave up. So when we put you on hold, don't hang up. We will get to you as soon as we possibly can. 363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone.
Et on va dire, ça, ici, là, le monde recherché pour H2 Pools and Supplies. Ici, de la Vie Plate et à Eunice. Ils ont deux locations pour bien vous servir. Mon, si vous n'avez pas vu l'œil à nettoyer ce pool, c'est temps. C'est pas ce temps. C'est temps d'aller se baigner, aller nager. Et si la moyenne peut faire ça, c'est si vous amenez un sample de votre eau à des spécialistes, les H2O Pools. Et aux autres, ils vont analyser ça. Et ils vont recommander les prescriptions des différents chemicals que vous avez besoin pour nettoyer cette eau et faire l'eau être moins comme de la soie. Ainsi, smooth, smooth, silky smooth. Et ça, vous êtes sûr de vous avoir votre besoin comme ça. Vous avez deal avec le H2O Pools and Supplies. Nous autres, nous sommes capables de recommander le Pro Team Supreme. Ça, c'est capable d'arranger toutes les affaires pour vous autres. Nous autres, ils sont à leur location. Ils sont ouverts à 9h du matin jusqu'à 5h l'après-midi. Et ils vont ouverts le samedi à 9h jusqu'à 12h du midi. Ça, c'est le H2O Pools and Supplies avec une location à la Vie Plate à 215 East Pine, à Eunice, à 330 Nord 200. Appelez 546-6999. H2O Pools and Supplies.
All right, Charlie, on a un autre call sur le ligne de téléphone à ce matin.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles? Bonjour.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Charlie?
Hey, good morning, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to tell Mark we had a rascher to pass away last Monday.
Excuse me, sir? We didn't understand. What was you? What's going on?
His name was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Okay, when you can call back after the program is over with.
I don't understand. What were you saying?
Mark, Jim Duggan passed away Monday. He was 62, and he passed away of sugar diabetes.
Oh, so the wrestler died?
Yeah, he died Monday. Sugar diabetes.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
And he was buried yesterday in Arlington, Texas, in a cemetery there in Arlington.
And that's Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan has passed away. Two of Grizzly Smith's sons were brought back.
Okay. Well, thank you, Harvey, for sharing that with us.
Okay, and y'all take care.
Okay, bye-bye. And not call Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Well, good morning to you from Montana.
Good morning. I'm so excited, Drew, to listen to the show. I'm still having phone problems, but everybody in town with every service is having all kinds of problems. So, even this morning, it's still dropping calls. It's just so frustrating. But we're on fire. So, a huge fire probably 20 miles south of town. It's called the Bear Creek Fire, and yesterday you could not even see, barely, to drive. Have your headlights on and really be alert. And it was almost impossible to breathe outside. But we've got wildfires all over the place, red fire warning. We've had no rain. It is just a scary situation again.
Oh, my goodness.
That is scary.
We're going to have to get our prayers going up to Montana to help you.
Oh, please do. And if anybody knows any good Cajun dances, I would really appreciate that.
Okay. That sounds like a winner.
Come on, Sonny Chapman. He can't tell the difference in the voices. I know all of your voices so well. And there is no way, Mark, that you sound like Mike.
But, Miss Penny, you have to realize he's been listening to Sirius for too long. That's what it is.
Satellite, yeah.
His mind's a little messed up. He's coming back down to Earth, though.
Well, if I can listen way up here in Montana, he sure needs to listen down there, right? Because KVPI and La Tosta Cafe are the best programs on the air.
Well, great.
Thank you.
That's the big plus that we want
I
to
agree
hear.
With you.
Rock.
We are breaking up.
I said I want to listen to classic rock.
We're having a little problem. You're sort of breaking up. We're going to have to call that phone company of yours over there and tell them to set straight and fly right.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're still breaking up, Miss Penny.
Yeah, the reception's not good at all, Miss Penny.
They just don't want us to talk to you this morning. That's what it is.
There's a conspiracy with the phone company.
Bye.
We thank you very much for the phone call, and have a blessed weekend.
Yeah, check back with us, Miss Penny. Bye-bye. 363-2124. Let's take a break. On va écouter un message for something really good to eat. But we love our rice and gravy down here in South Louisiana. And some of the best rice around is that good Prairie Roan rice. Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years. And we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan rice from our farm to your table. Be sure to ask for it by name at your local grocery store. Once you try it, and we keep saying it, it's so true, more and more people are switching over and buying that good Prairie Roan rice. You're helping the local rice farmers. And on top of that, folks, you're enjoying the best rice around here grown locally right there in Prairie Roan, Louisiana. And our special thanks to Miss Beth James for keeping that tradition going. Okay, Charlie, c'est ton tour.
All right. I don't want to keep on shouting for Allen's Barbershop, Mark.
Okay.
It's going to be Allen's Barbershop here and the more sponsored to join the crew. See this year in La Tasse de Café. Somewhat friendly barbershop. 108 West Main à la Ville Platte. Avec les facilités pour vous donner des haircuts, pour vous donner des styles, pour style vos cheveux. Vous pouvez venir les voir les dames en Allen's Barbershop. Ça peut vous servir avec votre besoin pour couper les cheveux dans ce territoire pour des différentes générations de les familles. Allen's Barbershop est ouvert à 7 h du matin à 5 h l'après-midi le mardi en travers du vendredi et sont ouverts pour vous aider le samedi matin à 7 h jusqu'à 12 h. Et vous pouvez les visiter dessus le Facebook. Vous pouvez faire vos appointements dessus le Facebook aussi bien. Les walk-ins, vous pouvez rentrer sans appointement et la famille va être soignée avec le les haircuts de toute qualité. C'est-à-dire Family Hair Care Headquarters pour les hommes, les dames et pour les enfants. Vous n'allez pas venir comme un client et vous n'allez pas gagner comme un ami. Ça, c'est le Allen's Barbershop. 108 West Main à la vie de plateforme 363-0455. Dites-les, les dames en Allen's Barbershop peuvent vous écouter. Nous autres serons contents de connaître de vous autres. À écouter ce message dessus la tasse de café.
Absolutely. And tell the ladies over there at Allen's Barbershop that you heard this message right here on KVPI. We certainly appreciate it. Go by and say hello to the whole crew at Allen's Barbershop. Charlie, look at this picture that I have on our screen right here from our Facebook page. Does that look like a familiar picture to you?
Un habitant avec un chalut avec son mulet.
That's it. This is Mr. A.V. Fontenot, Charlie, and he's using a mule to pull a single-tooth side harrow. Now, a side harrow, I'm not a farmer, so I have no idea. Is that like a plow to prepare his cotton fields? So that's, and how do you...
C'est pour égaliser la terre, moi.
So how do you say it in French?
C'est usé pour égaliser la terre. Ça, c'est un has.
Hask?
Has.
Has. Okay.
Il va hasser les
to kind of level the ground?
Yep. So they can draw their rows and do their planting.
From 1942 in Pine Prairie. So check out that old picture. Ooh. And I bet a lot of people remember the mule pulling that...
blue.
That harrow.
And I had it actually.
So is a plow and a harrow the same thing or not really?
No. No, a plow is... A plow is the plow. That's the make the rows.
Right.
A harrow is the, even the dirt. And to equalize like that.
To equalize or to level it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui s'y parle?
The hot outside.
It's yes, hot outside.
Very, very hot.
Yeah. My name's Trevor. T-R-E-V-O-R.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Dayton.
All right, 363-2124. The lines are back open again for a big old Thursday morning. And, of course, it's going to be another hot one today, Charlie. Your forecast calls for temperatures right around that 100-degree mark. Huh?
Oh, we keep talking about that heat index at 103.
Oh.
So I say sure. But I'll tell you one thing, another thing that's red hot, and that's the pizzas at the Pizza Shack in Opelousas. Et ils sont red hot, Mark. Ils sont parés pour être mangés. Ça les cuit, parés pour vous autres. Direct quand vous autres va placer vos ordres. Vous autres va être bien, bien traité. Et je vais vous dire qu'ici, vous autres n'avez jamais été en Pizza Shack. Vous autres avez perdu du temps. Vous autres avez manqué un bon repas. Vous autres va trouver de Tony et Lane Perrottier. Ils avaient commencé leur business depuis dans 1988. Et ça veut dire... Nous autres, ils ont la place, you see. Nous autres, ils sont parés pour vous servir. Nous autres, c'est tout du monde local, c'est des cadres comme nous autres. C'est du monde qui veut vous servir comme vous autres avez besoin d'être servi. Avec le pizza de votre choix. On ne va pas commencer à les nommer parce qu'ils ont des différentes de recettes, des recipes pour vous autres ordonner de ce salade. Visitez avec nous autres et vous autres pouvez être sûr de vous pour rentrer. Et ça va admettre à la capacité accordant les droits. Ça donne un certain montant de personnes pour rentrer dedans la bâtisse pour être capable de donner, on s'appelle ça. Et c'est la bière la plus fraîche dans tout territoire est possible d'être là. En autres, ils sont là. Ça veut vous autres serez satisfaits parce qu'en autres, ça fait leur sauce en même et ça fait leur mise en eux-mêmes. C'est tout fait en bas la même couverture. Et le service est supérieur. Vous ne pouvez pas s'imaginer comment joli c'est d'être servi par ces vaillants mondes. Autrement dit, vous va visiter avec le Pizza Shack à 1242 Edith Street en Zapadoussas. Et en tout cas, vous devez les appeler. Leur numéro de phone est 337-9848-3838. 337-9848-3838. Et ça veut dire, si vous êtes va en pizza shack, vous allez voir, ça c'est avec un gros smile dans votre figure.
OK, Charlie, 363-2124 is the phone number. Let's take another call right now.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
OK, c'est Wilson Gallo from Chitanya.
Monsieur Gallo, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, thank God for one more day.
Ah, you go, we live it one day at a time.
Think about, forget about tomorrow. Today is the day.
Tomorrow never comes.
Now, y'all was talking about the level ground and hash.
Wait.
Okay, the hash is not in over the spike.
Where?
Over the spike, it's a cassette caillou.
The ground don't, c'est cassé les cailloux, oui.
Ground down, that's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Et moi, je n'ai pas 7 ans. Je marche au travers de joliment rang avec la hache pour casser les cailloux.
Et tu ne pouvais pas monter dessus la hache parce que c'était trop lourd.
Non, il fallait que tu marches.
Il fallait que tu marches en arrière de la hache.
La hache avec des grands guides, tu connais la qualité.
Right.
Et là, pour casser les ça fait des rangs après ça. Là, après, tu fais des rangs. Nous avons un gros une planche qui était lourde, spécialement pour ça, et elle a passé dessus et a égalisé là.
Pour égaliser la terre, oui.
Oui. Mais il faut les images. Dessus la planche, tu peux, des fois tu plantais, mais ça n'allait pas bien, c'était mieux marché.
Non, mais là, si tu as buté, tu as eu un mauvais temps d'être capable d'essayer de te relever encore.
Oui.
Parce que les mulets, les autres, ça ne connaissait pas rien pour arrêter.
Oh non, les autres, quand ils ont le ventre plein, les autres, ça peut marcher.
Les autres, ce n'est pas Jiu Hob, nous, rien. Les autres,
il a arrêté côté de 11h30, tu ne veux plus faire rien avec lui parce qu'il avait faim. et elle fidait, puis l'après-midi, côté de 3h, elle mettait back dans le clos, il allait à la terre.
C'était temps d'aller, hein?
Oh oui, quand ça fait des shows comme ça et ça fait faire seul, écoutez, 11h30 à sortir du clos. Aller back tard l'après-midi et puis faire d'autres.
Mais M. Gallo, nous autres, on a suivi le mulet, nous autres, ton site, ouais.
Hein?
Moi, j'ai suivi le mulet de mon site dans les clos.
Oh oui?
Ah, puis oui, on n'avait pas cette machinerie, ça s'appelait des tracteurs.
Oh non!
On ne connaissait pas qui était ça.
Et c'était tout à la main et les pieds.
Exactement.
Avec des bonnes jambes.
Et avoir des ampoules dessus les pieds, hein, des fois.
Oh, man, et ça allait comme ça, pour le monde, avoir une idée qui était fort, oui.
Mais ça, c'est correct. On est toujours là. On est capable d'apprécier les affaires aujourd'hui.
C'est ça, moi aussi. Et c'est toujours là. Et je fais tout ça, je ne regarde rien. Et derrière, les autres n'ont fait au pouvoir, moi, mais quand même. Ça ne nous a pas joué.
Mais on va dire merci au bon Dieu de donner là.
Oui, vous.
So thank you.
Have a good, blessed day, and it's good to hear you.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo.
Thank you for calling, Mr. Gallo.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, let's see. Let's take another break, Charlie. The line is open. Give us a call here at KVPI 363-2124.
The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company has expanded and is proud to announce its newest branch location is now open in Opelousas. The Opelousas branch location is located at 930 South Union Street. Come in and visit with Bank Manager Candace Papillon and Loan Executives Kevin Shipp and LB Derwent and enjoy local community banking. The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, serving customers in Ville Platte, Opelousas, Alexandria, Crowley, and Lake Charles. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's something special about being able to say, I'm from Louisiana. Since 1907, we've been your Louisiana Bank, your community bank. We've always been here for you because of the loyalty of our customers and our community. And at the end of the day, we're here, tucked away, in the most beautiful corner of our nation because of you. This is our heritage. This is who we are. It's what makes Evangeline, well, Evangeline.
The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Ville Platte, Alexandria, Crowley, Lake Charles, Lafayette, and Opelousas, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And the Evangeline Bank and Trust Company would like to announce that their main lobby is open again to serve you Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Mark, I wanted to mention one thing. You know, we haven't heard from our buddy Suki this morning, John Bedreen. We haven't heard from him. But I did want to pass along. I have a message for Suki. A friend of his, a competitor of his from Grand Prairie, sent a message out and said that Suki's not the only one that can furnish you with fresh vegetables and something that's good to eat. And, you know, we were visiting in Grand Prairie last week, and, well, we come home with a whole bunch of stuff. And we had gone to pick up some fresh-cut okra. Uh-huh. And when we left there, we left with not only with the okra, we left with a whole piled foot of ripe tomatoes. We had some sweet peppers and some hot peppers and some eggplants. We came home with the groceries, believe me.
Wow.
Our buddy Larry, Ortigo, he sent a message to John. He said, John's not the only one that can serve you some stuff.
Uh-oh.
That's two people from the Grand Prairie. I'm not getting involved in this over here. But I just thought I'd mention it, Mark. But right in the meantime, I'd like to talk about the Ville Platte transmissions here in Ville Platte. They're at 1014 West Lincoln Road. You can come and you can let the experts with 48 years of experience get you back on the road. They work on any make or model, and they have free towing with the major repairs. They have one-day service in most cases, and they offer financing that's available to you. Now, if your air conditioner is making you hot, come to Ville Platte Transmission, 1014 West Lincoln, for your air conditioning repair work. Your customers are one thing, but their customers are the coolest. They offer you nationwide warranty on all their work, and they accept the fuel man card. Come by and visit with Alan Moore and his staff at Ville Platte Transmission, 1014 West Lincoln, or call 363-4897. They open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. Ville Platte Transmission.
Okay, Charlie, 363-2124 is the phone line, and we got another caller on the line, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Monsieur Charlie Manuel, et Monsieur Mark.
Hey, comment ça va, Basile?
Mais ça va à pied, moi, je ne pas voulu aller.
Tu es bon, hein?
Oui, ça va à pied, donc moi, je ne veux pas aller.
Ah, tu ne veux pas aller?
Non, ça va à pied, moi, je ne veux pas marcher.
C'est trop loin pour marcher.
Oh oui, moi, j'ai marché assez en arrière d'un house de ma vie.
Mais vous connaissez, j'appelle jongler, c'est peut-être l'un des autres qu'on fait, j'ai du tracas à marcher, c'est joli. Après
moi, c'est ça, oui, c'est trop de house. Comment t'appelles un house en anglais?
Un harrow.
Ah, ouais, c'est ça.
Ouais.
Ah, ouais.
Oh, je te dis.
C'est proche à horror.
Ouais, exactement. C'était horror. On n'avait pas du tracas à aller se coucher puis dormir le soir.
Oh, non, t'as raison. Mon défunt pape, il a jamais eu un tracteur. Non, c'était tout des mulets, des chevaux.
Mais c'est ça, nous autres, on cite.
Ouais. Puis là. Elle n'aurait pas connu comment courir, ça, tracteur.
Ça serait sauvé avec nous autres. On aurait passé à travers les barrières, on aurait été dans les clous de les voisins, tout ça, si on avait eu ça.
Elle aurait décroché les barrières.
Exactement.
OK, ben, vous voulez dire, je bonjour. Y'all take care, y'all do a good job, and y'all be safe.
And the same to you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right.
363-2124. The term I've heard a lot when we have hot weather like this, les chaleurs. Charlie, what does that mean?
Les chaleurs, that's a heat.
The heat. Les chaleurs.
La chaleur. Yeah. The heat. Et je te dis, il y a des chaleurs. Moi, je suis surpris. Tu sors de la maison à 6h30, 7h du matin. Tu crois que c'est fraîche, mais c'est plus fraîche.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Ça fait assez chaud durant la journée. Le temps n'a pas le temps de rafraîchir dans le soir.
Exactement. And we have another caller, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Hi, this is Jennifer Fontenot. Mark.
Yes.
The DJ is missing. My favorite one, Tooney. Where he's at?
Tooney, in case you hadn't heard it, Tooney is going to school. And we miss him a lot. He's going back to college. Actually, he had told us this when he first came on a year ago with us, but Tooney's going to college, but he is coming back, so he'll work with us on the weekends. So he's enrolling in college, and we wish him all the best, but he will be back on weekends in the next couple of weekends. He'll be doing the Saturday and Sunday morning shifts here at KVPI.
Okay, I sure do miss him early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
He had such a good personality.
He did.
Well, now we got the female version, and we got Deets online.
We have Miss Deet, and she's doing a good job too.
Yeah, they all do a good job, but I know Tooney was special to me.
All
okay,
right.
Well, thank you for the compliments for him.
Yeah, we'll pass that on to him.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's take a break, Charlie. Let's hear from you.
Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Bordelon's Home Furnishings has three locations to better serve you. Charlie Bordelon, Chris Bordelon, Barry Bordelon, Farrell Dupre, the whole crew, all of the employees and staff of Bordelon's Home Furnishings want to wish you the best. They want to say one thing. They are open. They have an assortment. They have the selection of the furniture that you're wanting to put into your home. You won't know what we're talking about until you pay them a visit. Come by and visit them either in Marksville or in Crowley or in Jennings. You'll find a selection complete, whether it be for furniture for any room of the family, or if you're looking for a new type of bedding, if you're tired of sleeping on that old mattress and you're all lumpy and everything, come by and visit with Charlie and one of his members of his staff, and they're going to see to it that you get yourself something good to sleep on. And that's the place to visit. The place is Bordelon's Home Furnishings in Marksville, Crowley, and in Jennings.
Okay, Charlie, and the lines are open again. We have a few minutes. Key to the Sunot program, and you're invited to give us a call here at KVPI. Let's hear a message now from Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Perry Pete Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry Pete Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
All right, Mark. Would you allow me the time to talk about Bearwood Furniture Center? You know, they're located between Sunset and Karen Crow off of I-49 on the Evangeline Thruway. In fact, their address is 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway, out of between Sunset and Karen Crow. They have one location and one location only, and they are going to satisfy your dreams. You go out there, you tell them what you would like done, and they're going to take that and they're going to put it in reality. In all essence, you're going to have a one-of-a-kind. You're going to be sure, and you're going to be able to brag to all your friends, look what I had done. Look what the people at Bearwood Furniture did for me. You're going to be a satisfied customer once you have dealt with the fine folks at the Bearwood Furniture Center. You can call them at 337-896-5203, and you can get all the information that you need. Or you can visit them on the website at www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com. You're always going to come out way ahead when you deal with the fine folks at the Bearwood Furniture Center between Sunset and Karen Crow.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay. And we are coming down the line. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. We want to talk about Lakeview Park and Beach between Eunice and Mamou on LA 13. That's just north of Eunice and south of Mamou. The place where you are going to visit and have a good time irregardless of what's going on with the pandemic and all of this over here. You can enjoy yourself. You can distance yourself. You don't have to be elbow to elbow. You can space yourself out, and you can have a good time with your camping trip if you go out there and visit with the fine folks on Lakeview Park. And that's they're open on Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Friday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Their admission is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, $8. Tuesdays is $6. And Sunday, it's $10. And I want to tell you one thing. Due to the high volume, they are going to restrict the visiting to the campers and their invited guests. The beach and the park grounds will be available for RV and cottage campers and their invited guests. You're going to be satisfied. And, Mark, they have their Saturday special Casey Pavito Band. This is from 3 to 5:30. And that's for your entertainment. Be sure and put it on your calendar to go and visit with the Lakeview Park and Beach on LA 13 north of Eunice. Okay. All right, Mark. And we have almost no time left to go, huh? Our time clock has just about finished up, so let me talk about Epic Insurance. That's everybody's personal insurance center, and Epic Insurance is there because of you. We want to say that Bridget Beaufort, the owner and the agent of Epic Insurance, is very anxious to see you drive up and sit down with her, and you tell her what you're looking for in the protection. She'll have the policy that you want. She'll deliver that policy to you. She'll give you that protection. She's got your back. She's got you where you need to be, and that's protected with a policy from the Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance in the heart of Mamou at 508 6th Street. Her phone number, 468-3742, or stop by and visit her in person. Bridget says, come on by and say hello, and we'll be happy to be of service to you. That's Epic Insurance in Grand Mamou.
All right, Charlie. Ça, c'est peu près tout notre temps pour notre programme ce matin.
C'est un dire bye-bye à tout.
That's it.
Notre programme a été fait possible à travers les compliments. Robert Perron Plumbing, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Allen's Body Barbershop, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Lions Market, H2 Opposing Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Lakeview Park, Ville Platte Transmissions, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Pizza Shack, Prairie Roan Rice, Bearwood Furniture Center, and Epic Insurance. Et jusqu'à demain matin, on va vous dire au revoir et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Okay, Charlie, thank you very much, and thanks everyone for listening in to our program this morning, sous KVPI, La Tosta Cafe. Stay tuned, we've got classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI 1050, the legend. And stay tuned for the morning show with DJ Deed. And don't forget, it's Thirsty Thursday. You have a chance to win some Budweiser beer a little bit later on her morning show. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back in tomorrow morning.